the history of what other committees, and we've been doing this thing since 2004,
okay.
Which means there are 10 years of work that are, you know, and it really makes a very uneven information flow, and I'm trying to be diplomatic about this, where, you know, people regurgitate their version of what happened, which is not necessarily the same as someone else's version, and neither of them may have anything to do with the, quote, truth of what happened. You know, so we need to have listservs with a memory, and if it cannot be done within kpftx.org, then it has to be done through a Yahoo group or through a Google group, but it has to happen. We can't keep reinventing the wheel.
Okay.
Okay, so Otis does have a correct list. I will send it again. But I don't understand why the list on APFTX right now is not correct.
Okay. I'm going to, Serene, I'm taking that same list that you sent me and send it to everyone now. But, and then if you need me to speak to Otis, I will.
Well, I think there's some other thing happening. I really couldn't begin to explain it. You know, no disrespect is intended. I just don't understand why the information isn't being carried from one place to another.
Okay.
Nancy, please. Yes, I looked at my email, and at 2:36 Central Standard Time, I got George's email, and I just popped the list. But the Yahoo thing that used to be that I remember, I don't have any, that would be helpful.
Well.
I'm done.
Benito to this thing.
What I'd like to see is to see a comprehensive list that everyone can relate to. Go ahead,
Ida. Yeah, I just basically want to support and agree with what Serena is saying.
Yes.
Because, you know, I got, you know, the George I received, you know, your Prague list, what's the name, you know, email on the program council, but it's just like the gov list thing that it doesn't tell you who sent what or who else is being sent to. You know, we need a list of the email addresses and telephone numbers of everybody on the committee. That's one issue. But it's like Serene said, we also need to have some kind of institutional memory. I don't know how we recreate or I don't know how you do these things technologically, but, you know, we just have to have access to all the work that was done in these previous years. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
So, I mean, and like right now, and I appreciate what Shereen was saying, too, about this war amongst the internet providers or whatever they call themselves. I'm having a problem now signing on to the gov list, the other Yahoo group that Shereen tried to create for the governance committee. But we'll just have to work those things out. Maybe somebody can help me and whoever else is not on Yahoo. And I'm not trying to propose that it should be a Yahoo list or a Google list or a Hotmail list or who knows who. You've seen one capitalist, you've seen them all. I'm just saying that whatever system we use, we just have to make sure that everybody has access to it and that it provides for a means for us to have access to all the emails that were generated in prior years.
Okay. Yeah, George, did I hear you?
I'm inclined to agree with Danilo and Serene. We do need to have certainly the motions that are passed, but the communications even, somehow stored somewhere where we have access to them. And there is difficulty in using the Yahoo groups. I was glad when we stopped using them, frankly, but there is a problem with not having any storage. So, you know, if Otis can't sort of fix that on the in-house list, then we'll have to go to, I think, to do some of the do something like a Yahoo group. I did send the KPFT X list, which as far as I know just has one extra person on it, and it has phone numbers and email addresses. So whoever's actually on the PRAG list now should have received that by now. That's the best that I can do at the moment.
Okay. So that means we've got to set up something now so that we can, in fact, communicate with everyone. And some folks are having a problem with the different methods which we were doing. And if someone wants to suggest a permanent one that we can start using now and and then somehow find the other information, see if we can migrate it over, I think that would be great.
Serene? Serene, for the stack, please.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I don't have a suggestion about a permanent one, but I do want to propose that we contact some people who had been on last year's programming committee, and I'll go back again to the lack of historic memory, because we don't know who all of those people were on maybe last year or the year. Was it last year they killed it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the last year it was alive. And see if, in fact, the group still exists, and who find out who what do you call those people? The list managers, essentially. There's a term that Yahoo uses, but whatever. And see if we can actually get into the, because transferring the material from a Yahoo group, I don't know how to do it, and maybe it's easy to do, but I think it's easier to add people to the list than to move the list, you know, the list of messages. So we should talk to people who've been on the programming committee over the past maybe 3 years or so, and see if we can find out who, in fact, is shown as, you know, our quote, list owner, the moderator, whatever the case is.
Oh, okay. Fine.
So I volunteer to ask some people, but others should reach out. I mean, you may know who was on in your local station area. You should ask them if they have any email from the old Yahoo group, so at least you'd have an address.
Okay, we can do that at our station. We find out from the last few years who's been there.
This is George from Stack.
Yes.
Well, I was the chair for the last year and a half, and we used the in-house lists. There was no Yahoo group for that time. There was for the previous year, and I seem to remember who was the administrator for that, and I could ask him if that exists, but there was nothing for the last year and a half.
Okay.
And of course, there was nothing last year because the program committee didn't exist.
Okay. But there's also, I hear you, George, that would be great if you could do that. But I also hear that there's probably some information there that we're missing, and some progress that was made that we're also missing. Some decisions that were made that we're missing, I think. That's
well, I can get together the motions that were passed by the committee and send them. It requires a little bit of digging, but I can do it. And they're all in the minutes of the PMB, because they were forwarded with the PMB. So that would be, that's the only place the record exists as far as I know.
That'd be great. That'd be great, George.
Eric.
Okay.
Eric to the stack.
Eric?
Yes, somebody spoke before you, Eric.
Eric, someone did. Who was
sorry.
Who? Someone spoke before you did, Eric.
Oh, that's fine. I mean,
I'm trying to see who was.
Who spoke before Eric? Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, thank you. Was that Serene? Okay. I'm not trying to make the process sound cumbersome, but if things sound a bit censored, if we can only see the motions that were passed, I'd be interested in reading a little bit about the motions that failed as well. If that's not overly cumbersome, I'd like that as well, please.
I hear you. George will give us, he said he'll find the ones that we know that were considered, and I think that will get us going on in the future.
Very good.
Okay. Thanks. In the meantime, we need to, I think it would be a good idea, and I'm just throwing this out there, but don't you guys think it would be a good idea for us to really consider very carefully reviewing all of the information that's out there for us so that we can have a more productive meeting the next time we meet? And I don't know how you feel about it, but I suggest that we try to find a date within the next 2 weeks and meet again. That's my suggestion. How does everyone feel about that?
Eric.
Yes.
Go ahead, Eric.
No, Benito spoke first. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I think you had finished, right, Eric?
No, I mean, someone just posed a new point, and I was just going to respond to the new point. I believe you did about a meeting coming up.
Yeah.
I'm going to respond to that.
Okay, let me hear what Benito said first, and then we'll come back.
Sure.
I don't know if everyone agrees to us doing that at all.
Well, that's what I was going to address, but I'm going to wait till after Benito comments.
Thank you. Benito.
I was just going to propose two Thursdays from now. Not next Thursday, but the following one after.
Like, how does that...
That would be 3 weeks, I guess.
Does it conflict with our PNB meeting?
That's what I'm trying to avoid. So the PNB meeting is on the 19th, I think, right? Somebody tell me.
I think so.
Not this Thursday, the following Thursday, whatever that is.
Is that correct, Serene?
Yes, it's the 19th.
All right, so then the following Thursday.
Great. And I think we should test ourselves with bringing it back as much information as we can. I'm going to start doing some research and finding as much as I can. And I think we all should do that. But in the meantime, the suggestion, I don't know how people feel about the suggestion of those of us who want to want to be officers of this committee, submit a statement introducing yourselves to us so we know who you are, so that we be in a position to really organize this committee when we meet again. Would everyone agree to that? Does anyone object to that?
Eric to the stack.
Hearing none, I think.
Eric to the stack.
Go ahead.
My only objection would be that it takes too long to do this. Can we have this? I'm just going to propose. I don't know if it should be a motion or not. I'm not objecting in principle to what you're saying. I don't want to have too much time elapse before I see the statement. So, I mean, I'm just asking that anyone who's considering running have the statements available within the next 72 hours or so.
Well, I would entertain a motion that would be more specific. I just threw it out as an idea.
Benito to the stack.
Yes.
I move that, number one, that we have our next meeting on, Thursday something. The 26th at 8:30. And number two, that in the meantime, those people interested in becoming candidates, send out some kind of nominating or sub-nominating statement with their reasons for why they could be helpful to this process. And three, that we, as soon as possible, we send out this, this agreement to everyone, including those that are not here, so that they can consider, you know, becoming candidates as well.
John, can I read to the stack, please?
Can we put a date on that? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, like, I really don't know anybody on this this committee right now, so, you know, I can't really say that any written statement would actually influence my vote because, you know, what people say and the way they conduct business, you know, is sometimes different, and I just think that, you know, it's like, nice to have a vision and all of that, but in some ways, you know, the most important thing for a chair is that they become the facilitator to make sure that the group decisions can happen. So I guess I would sort of, I don't feel uncomfortable having sort of an interim chairperson so that we can kind of, like, if one person feels like they want to do it, you know, this time and the next time, you know, then we have some information, you know, like how did the meeting go? You know, was there for facilitation, et cetera? Did we keep on topic? That kind of stuff. So, I mean, I could go a few meetings before, you know, I think that it would be, in, you know, important to kind of nail everything down. So, I don't know. That's my opinion. The 26th is not going to be good for me, but I may just miss that meeting. Because I have to a special that is going to be done 3 days later, and I'm going to have to do a lot of pre-production work, I think. So you can go ahead and plan on that.
We can select another date.
Nancy Kipstek, there's five Mondays in this month, and there's five other Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I think. 30th, I think. Is that? Yeah, there's five Mondays. There's a Monday 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
The fifth Monday. Does that help anybody?
That's certainly better for me.
Benito, point of information.
What's your question?
I would ask Vanessa and Eric, do they can refresh my memory? The Mass Committee, I know, meets at 9:30 or 9 o'clock rather on Mondays, but I'm having a problem remembering right now. Is that every Monday or every other Monday?
We're scheduled to have one on the 16th. I mean, what we could probably do, it's the same thing we did this evening, is have it postponed 60 minutes or so, or 90 minutes perhaps. But we are scheduled to have one on the 16th. The one tonight is at, well, it's beginning right now, but we do have one scheduled for the 16th to answer your question, Monday.
Right.
And I'm not, we're starting this one at 10 p.m. I'm sure it's not a problem to have it start at 10, but we can ask on the call this evening.
Okay, we've got, someone just suggested that we have the 16th, we have the 23rd, or the 30th.
The 26th, I thought we said, or the 30th.
But there's a whole bunch of other. This is George for the stack.
We're talking about
stuff meeting on the 16th. There's nothing meeting on the 30th. There's nothing meeting on the 25th or the 26th.
Say that again, George.
I said there's a whole bunch of people meeting on the 16th. The local committees and the personnel committee of the national board. There's nothing on the 30th, which is the fifth Monday, or on the 25th, which is the fourth Wednesday, or the 26th, which was the fourth Thursday. There's no meetings there yet.
That's point of information or to the stack. WPFW.
But we're meeting on it. We have a meeting on that 25th.
We have one on the 30th as well. We have a meeting June 30th.
Mm. Okay.
Vanessa, is that what you have, June 30th? Or Benito? We have one the night of June 30th.
I don't have my calendar with me.
Okay,
so that would be 2 weeks after the 16th.
You have one on the 23rd.
Jim, are you saying the mask has one on the 23rd?
No, I'm asking you which...
I know we meet at least every other week.
And but George is saying that a bunch of folks got meetings on the 23rd.
No, he said 16.
Yeah, 16.
So, George, can you clarify? What did you say about the 23rd?
It was just the Elections Committee meeting.
Oh, yeah.
The 25th is our program committee meeting.
Is that the local programming? PFW.
25th is PFW programming.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known unless I was on this call. I don't get these emails.
Now, on the 30th, did you say the 30th is free, George?
Yes.
Not for PFW.
Oh, because of it, yeah.
Nancy, how about, is anybody allergic to Fridays?
Fridays are...
That's the F word.
Very tough to get people to come out on a Friday meeting. You know.
Saturday? Sunday?
Well,
I mean, for me, it's okay, but I know other people have commitments. But
This is George from the staff.
Yeah, George.
With a group this size, it's very difficult to get a date where everybody can make it. And the best you can do is to minimize the number of people who can't make it. So I'd suggest starting with the 26th and the other few days that there's at least nothing official on the KPFTX calendar. Just take a straw poll to see how many people can't make it on those days. And go with the day which has the least number of people who can't make it.
That's a good idea. I just
send
it out that way.
Yes, Eric, to the set. If you can give me 30 seconds, I can just go into the conference and confirm that we have something on the 30th, because that might work. I will be right back.
Now,
and whoever could not make on the 26th, let's give them time to speak at the beginning, and then forgot who it was.
I'll send out these suggestions and I need people to respond very quickly whether they can make these dates or not. Because some people who are not on the call now who might not be able to make it either. So I'd like to do that, and I'll send those out tonight. Is that okay?
So you're saying that we should not make a decision tonight, Jim?
Let's make a temporary decision.
The 26 rings loud to me right now. Okay? Now, I don't know if anyone else agrees with me or not. But it seems like that's the date that we might be able to make it.
Yeah, I agree.
But I can suggest that, but I'd like to give people some options. Okay?
Okay, so you're going to send out an email asking if that's okay, or... And you're going to lay out the other alternative dates as well?
Yes. You're on the mass call right now, Benita. Are you trying to...
Yeah, I got to get it.
Say it again?
No, this is Eric. If I can, point of information. PFW meetings are the 16th and the 30th. The 23rd is apparently open for PFW. I don't know if the CISC has any obligations that evening.
Does he like... Sorry.
Oh, we did say that. I'm sorry.
All right, folks, I'm going to have to get off the call. Whatever y'all decide is cool with me.
Let's do that.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Benito.
I'd like to make a motion.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I move that Jim Brown poll the membership and choose the date that has the greatest number of attendees as the date of the committee's next meeting.
Are those two motions built in one string?
It's one motion.
Just one motion.
That Jim Brown be empowered, or I suppose, to poll the committee membership and select the date which has the greatest support for the next meeting of the programming committee.
Okay. Can we get a second on that?
We don't really need one in committee.
Yeah, that's right. We don't second in committees.
Good. And if that's my charge, that's what'll happen, okay?
Without objection?
Okay, I'll do that.
We need to make sure we have an updated email list or whatever it is we need to do.
We have a current email list.
Okay.
All right,
before anyone starts, I'm sorry, point of information. This is Eric. We have a PFW meeting in progress right now. I'm going to have to drop off as well, but it's been a privilege and a pleasure.
I move to adjourn.
Without objection?
Second.
Okay.
So be it.
Good night, everyone.
Adios.
Good night.
And I'll
talk to you later. Jim, I'll email you later.
Okay.